The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore. It's Friday, the 24th of January. In your Squiz today, three US aerial firefighters killed. Officials put the city of Wuhan on lockdown over coronavirus fears. Australia Day and Paris Hilton in the kitchen. This is your Squiz today. The tragedy and the danger of this fire season hit home again yesterday, Claire, with three US firefighters killed after their large air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires near Cooma in New South Wales. There's no indication yet on what caused that crash.
There's not. There'll be that investigation, and Coulson Aviation, which is the company that owned the plane and leased it to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, is also sending out its people to have a look at what might have happened. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, yesterday said that she was very grateful for the victims' efforts, but it was a reminder, as you say, that every single person who's out there defending life and property is at risk, and the bushfire season is far from over.
We definitely saw that yesterday with the hot weather and winds making it a really bad day for parts of New South Wales and Vic, especially the south coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, and the state's southern highlands. Reports say homes have been lost, particularly around Maruya and Bermagui. There'll be no doubt more updates on that today. Meanwhile, in Canberra, the airport was shut down for a fair period yesterday. Two fires nearby joined and threatened not just the airport, but also some northern suburbs there.
Over to China now, and the city of Wuhan has been put on lockdown in an attempt to further contain outbreaks of the deadly coronavirus. Authorities suspended flights and trains out of the city. The World Health Organization isn't calling it a global emergency yet, though, Claire.
No, they're keeping a firm eye on it, though, particularly with cases confirmed now, not just in China, where the bulk of those cases are, but also in the US, in Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Singapore, and Vietnam. Researchers also are zeroing in on the origin of the virus, and one candidate has been identified, and that's snakes. So
right.
They say the fish market where the original cases came from were also selling wildlife and other meat, and snakes are one candidate there.
Just for references, it's diseases like swine flu, Zika virus, and Ebola that have previously been considered by the World Health Organization as a public emergency. Deputy Leader of the Nationals, Bridget McKenzie, is digging in her heels over that investigation into the allocation of $100 million worth of sports grants. Her office yesterday released a statement saying the minister is not resigning. What's the PM saying?
He's saying that the review that the head of his department is conducting really needs to be carried out, and then some judgments can be made. The head of the Prime Minister's department, Phil Gaitchens, is looking at whether she breached any ministerial standards. Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, and others are really calling for her head. There's reports that coalition MPs also are keen that this issue moves on, or that she resigns or is sacked before Parliament returns in just about 10 days' time.
So definitely a lot more to come on that one. A gold mine has collapsed in Tasmania, and there are now grave fears for one missing miner, Claire.
He was 20 minutes underground and was reported missing at 4 a.m. yesterday. There has been thermal imaging done and also robotic cameras sent down. It looks like a section of that mine has collapsed. Police seemed confident yesterday that they would find him alive, but there's some disappointment that they didn't do that yesterday.
Just before we get to the Aussie Open results, a message now from our podcast partner, Telstra Business Services. If the phrase search engine optimization, that's SEO, or online marketing solutions have you breaking out in a cold sweat, we feel you. To help, Telstra has created a digital marketing services platform which will assist you with your digital marketing and SEO to improve your online presence and, importantly, help customers find you online. Find out more today at telstra.com/business services. I'll also pop that link in your episode notes. We do need to let you know the legal stuff, which is that the costs of software or hardware aren't included and a fair use policy applies. We're on to day five of the Aussie Open now, Claire, and Kyrgios had a very fast-paced match against Gilles Simon last night, with a bit of a wobble in the third set.
Yep, Nick Kyrgios, though, did hold it together. He said he could have gone to a dark place in that set and really could have lost it, but he pulled it together and won in four, also producing a bit of a comedy moment where he mimicked Nadal, who he has a bit of an ongoing feud with.
Really setting up a potential fourth round match with Kyrgios. Nothing like a bit of tension.
Well, fingers crossed. Yeah, that'd be great to see. Kyrgios is joining John Millman and Alexei Poprin in that third round. Millman takes on Roger Federer. And given he's the only Aussie to have beaten Federer this century, fingers crossed, it's looking good for him to do that again today. Ash Barty's also taking to the court this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So fingers crossed for her too.
Lots of great tennis coming up. Also coming up is Australia Day, which is on Sunday. A few of us were actually caught out in the office earlier this week when we were talking about Australia Day. So we're in keeping with the 60% of people who don't know why Australia Day is commemorated on January 26th. It's not when Captain Cook discovered Australia, Claire.
I'm sure all squizzes who are listening to this know exactly what Australia Day commemorates. It's not Captain Cook's discovery of Australia. It is when Captain Arthur Phillip raised the Union Jack at Sydney Cove and his first fleet, of course, starting a penal colony that then, of course, went through everything that makes up Australia today. So we've got a Squiz Shortcuts that's out this morning that goes through not just what Australia Day is about, but also the issues that are attached to it, particularly for Indigenous Australians who say that it marks a long history of dispossession. So we go through all of that. It's a good lesson in the lead up to Sunday.
Yeah, and in the usual Squiz way, it's an opinion-free look at the context and background to something that's going to be very topical over the weekend. So there's a link in the episode notes to that, or you can find Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. Each Friday, we include a couple of things we liked from the week. In the spirit of Australia Day, you've included a pretty funny article on a bit of innovation on one of our national dishes. And 23 days in, you've actually called it your favourite thing of the new decade. It's a big call.
Oh, it's going to take some beating too, because it is just so brilliant. It's Adam Lior's takes a smallish loaf of bread and he gets the bread shop to slice it lengthways rather than widthways, the normal way. So that way you can get a full, long, thin sausage on it and not have to break it up or deal with any kind of issues where you've got more bread than you do sausage. So you can.
No one wants that.
It's very. Very important, as is the sauce to sausage to bread ratio. So, there's many things at play. Yeah, it's all a thing. So, yes, get in there and have a look at that. It is just genius, and I can't believe no one has thought about it before.
And then there's my favourite thing of the decade, which is Paris Hilton's new cooking show. So
it's quite extraordinary. And look, who knows whether the joke's on her, whether the joke's us, but it is really something to behold.
Yep. Head to the Squiz Today email. It's the funniest, most useless thing I've ever seen. What's the subject line today?
Look. We're heading into Australia Day, as we've talked about, and it has to be an iconic Aussie song and singer. So John Farnham, Take the Pressure Down.
Good.
That's because of a number of things. Lots of pressure in the air at the moment, of course, over a number of issues. But there's a study that's come from a Harvard associate professor about what leads to your hair graying, and it seems that stress does have a real role in it. If you do stress too much, then what happens is that your nerves pump out a hormone that wipes out the pigmentation cells. So we've all just got to stay calm.
Take the pressure down, people. Save your hair. I think that's about it from us. Enjoy the long weekend. Plenty of time to catch up on some of our Squiz Shortcuts, Harry and Meghan and Australia Day, both out this week. We'll be back on Tuesday, which is also when we launch our brand new podcast, Squiz Kids. It's a news podcast just for kids, especially designed for 8 to 12 year olds. So you can subscribe to that in your podcasting app, and there's more details in your episode notes as well. Have a great long weekend, everybody, and we will chat to you next week. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.